What's up, everybody? It's Adam.
And it's Taylor.
And we are back at it again with another episode of the Young Couple Gaming Pokemon Go podcast.
That was good.
Was that good?
Yeah, you really hit that note.
Some people call me the Adam Levine of our generation.
I'd like to meet those people because it's not me.
Well, that's fine. That's rude.
Love you.
Love you too. Anywho, we got some news for you. It's kind of a boring news week, which is not a bad thing.
Which we're releasing this a little late. We're recording it a little late and releasing it a little late, so.
Yeah, but this week we'll be talking about the special trading event going on in the game right now, along with the August research and some of the new Pokemon slash shinies that it brought about. We'll also discuss Last Resort Community Day. Woo! Woo.
I am actually excited.
And finally, PvP. Is it coming?
I think it is.
Apparently, it is.
Let's get into it. It's time to go.
So our first topic, the special trading event, you've probably already noticed this, but there is a special trading event going on in the game right now where you are basically getting 20% less Stardust per trade.
Not getting it. It's costing you.
Yes, yes, sorry. Costing 25% less Stardust. You get up to 6 candies per trade. It goes back to the whole distance thing. I think it's
the further the distance.
Yeah. I'm not sure what the math breakdown is. So I know like we traded some Pokemon and got 5 candies. I don't think I've seen anything.
We've hit 6.
Right. But like we've gotten 5 candies. 6 is the max. I don't think
we've had one every once in a while in this.
Or like a,
from St. Petersburg to St. Petersburg.
Have we had like a 4 candy one though? I think like 4
is
the bottom.
No, I don't think so.
So I think it's 5 and up.
Not bad.
That's not bad. And what's also cool, I literally did not realize this, and this event's been going on for a week now. Every new Pokedex entry that you get from trading is 1,500 XP. It's triple XP.
Oh.
I don't really need anything traded to me.
Yeah, I was going to say, here's the downside for you and me. Not for probably a lot of other people who take advantage of trading, but we usually just trade to one another.
Right.
And if you don't have the Pokemon, I don't either. Usually. Or it's a legendary or a shiny that we don't have between the two of us. So we don't really benefit from that. But for those of you out there training for regionals with strangers who have become new friends to you in real life and in the game, I guess, too, it's very beneficial.
No, definitely, definitely. I mean, the one thing we've definitely been taking advantage of is trading extra small Rattatats.
Yes.
For the youngster Joey, like Rattat medal.
Right.
So.
And you can also benefit similarly if you're trading large Magikarps. If you don't have that medal completed.
I think it's the fisherman medal.
Yes, the fisherman medal. Now that does not work if you're looking for types. So for example, I do not have my dragon type medal complete. Adam cannot trade me Dragon-type Pokemon, and it contribute to my Dragon-type medal.
Trade. I mean, I'm still on the fence about trading. Lucky Pokemon is pretty cool, but it's one of those things that it's very lucky or very unlucky in a sense. I know we've finally been trading a lot more for Lucky Pokemon specifically, and you've now, from last episode,
yes,
gotten a couple of lucky Pokemon. I myself have gotten lucky and gotten some lucky Pokemon. And we've even just traded in general and gotten lucky IV rerolls that have actually made Pokemon better, which is nice.
Yes, yeah. And talking about, you mentioned that it's completely random on if you're going to get a lucky or not. Some people are saying like it should be one out of every 10 you trade, you know, all kinds of different ratio statistics and whatnot, probability, but it's definitely not set for anything. And I say this because recently a guy on Twitter who you might have heard of, might not have. He puts together some pretty awesome AR plus photos. His name is Bobby, but he goes by Pokemon Snaps on Twitter. So that's at PKMN Snaps. He tweeted the other day that he did about 55, I'm quoting this, did about 55 trades today. Most were recent, but some were older. Not one lucky. I know it's not guaranteed, but it's either terrible RNG or something's up. Other people are saying, oh no, I got it every like one out of 10, you know, those kinds of things. He did 55 trades and did not get one lucky. After 87 trades, he finally got a lucky Eevee. 87 trades. He eventually ended up doing 100 for the day and only got one lucky, one out of 100 trades. So it's, I mean, I didn't get up to 100 without receiving one, but from our last episode, I talked about how I did a lot of trades before I got my first lucky, and it seemed like, at least through social media, everyone was getting a lucky. It was the Oprah Winfrey meme of, you get a lucky, you get a lucky, you get a lucky.
Yeah.
And I'm sitting in the back not getting any, you know? And this poor guy went through 100 in one day and got one. Fortunately, it was Eevee, so that's nice, but, you know, yeah. Still.
So count your blessings. Right. Count your blessings. We'll probably know more statistics on lucky Pokemon and how many it actually takes probably by the end of the month. Trading event's going on. It'll end August 19th at midnight, I believe, if I read the... Yeah, at midnight it'll end in your Eastern time, so 9 p.m. Pacific. I'll let everyone else figure out
the rest of their time
in between there.
One last thing on the trading, though. You mentioned you get additional candies. We touched on that. And there's something that I did not understand at first that I misinterpreted that I've since figured out. And I'm curious if it's affecting anyone else or if other people just didn't get it at first too, or if I'm crazy. But you get candies for the Pokemon you traded, not the one that's being traded to you. Correct. So you kind of explained it to me as it's the new hot transfer. Basically. Right. So every time you transfer a Pokemon, you get one candy for having transferred it. This is the same concept, except you're getting a lot more than just one at this point during this event. So if you trade someone a Jinx and they trade you an Electabuzz, you're going to get more Jinx candies and not Electabuzz candies.
That was a good example. I like the Jinx and Electabuzz. That was really.
Yeah, they popped right up into the noggin there.
Trading is literally the new transferring. If you are comfortable spending Stardust to get more candy, then go for it. You need one with and the other to like power up Pokemon, so you need candies
right
to power up Pokemon. But you also need Stardust to power up Pokemon. Though it's a little bit easier. It's slowly becoming easier to get Stardust than it is candies anymore, which is
great because that was a big complaint when trading was first rolled out was, I don't have the Stardust to do a lot of this, you know, the million Stardust trades that people were doing. And I wonder if anyone's kicking themselves for having done those trades at the time and using that much Stardust when now we do have these discounts based on being friends for longer. But I'm sure everyone's still happy with what they chose to do. But I know in the beginning, there were all these videos of like million Stardust trade right now, like the big clickbait videos with that being the title because it was so much for us to fathom because I don't have that much Stardust.
You're telling me the community uses clickbait.
What?
On their videos.
What?
Hey man, you gotta get those views. However you gotta get them. But I think that's it. That's the trading event.
That's it for the podcast.
We're done.
That's it. We covered it all.
Yeah, I don't think anyone even saw this event happening because we were all expecting Generation 4.
Yeah, people got really sidetracked with everything, hoping for more.
But no, trading event. It's cool.
I don't mind it. I don't, especially as we're doing these Rattata trades.
But we're in a new month. And a new
month, new me. Right?
I think it's new year, new me.
Oh, I'm taking it to the next level.
Every month, the new you.
Every month, it's a new me. I turn over a new leaf.
Okay.
Have you been noticing?
Every day I notice.
No, it's every month.
No. Yeah. Anywho, so it's August. So we have new research breakthrough. We have new research tasks. Research breakthrough, we talked about it last week. Raikou.
Raikou.
And along with him, we know what all the new research tasks are, and he actually brought along some new friends, which is really, really exciting. And we knew about one of his friends about a day or two before, just because hackers gonna hack and find out stuff they're not supposed to find out. But the new quest rewards, research tasks, thing like that, we have evolve a Meowth to get Houndour. Houndour is one of the new shinies in the game right now. He has a little bit more of a bluish hue to him,
mm-hmm.
rather than his black fur color, if you will. Evolve a Pokemon is Eevee. Power up a Pokemon 5 times. You'll get either Bulbasaur, Charmander, or Squirtle. All three of those currently have shinies in the game. Transfer 10 Pokemon, which I thought was kind of a cool new one.
Right.
Gives you Mischievous.
Yeah, I had that one the other day.
You had like the 96%, right?
98% Mischievous from a research task reward. And like, there's not much I can do with Mischievous, but I'm not upset about transferring 10 Pokemon for that because I transfer 10 Pokemon daily. So not bad. I'll take it.
Yeah. Save him for his evolution.
I transferred him.
Oh.
Okay. I'm just kidding.
Then we have catch 5 Pokemon with Weather Boost, which will give you a Vulpix or a Poliwhirl. Next we have battle. Poliwag? Did I say
Poliwag?
It right? Poliwag.
Please cut out my singing.
No.
If you can't see the dancing, it's not worth hearing the singing.
Then we have battle in a gym for a Mankey, win 3 gym battles for a Jinx, battle in a gym 5 times for a Machop, use a super effective charge attack 7 times for Electabuzz. I think those all stayed the same pretty much.
Yeah, those are not necessarily new, I guess you'd say.
Womp womp. But some new ones. These are actually new ones. Sorry, I got everyone's hopes up. Catch 5 Electro-type Pokemon for a Mareep, which is cool if you still need a shiny Mareep. Catch a Meowth or Growlithe for Electric. Catch a Skitty or a Poochyena for a Snubbull. And Snubbull is also one of the new shinies this month. He also has a bluish tinge to him with...
He's kind of purple.
Yeah, kind of more of a bluish purple.
Yeah.
His feet are, he has orange feet.
He doesn't have feet.
He's got feet. He's got
orange
feet.
The shiny form of Snubbull doesn't have feet or eyes.
That's spooky, spooky.
See? But he doesn't.
You're showing me a picture. Oh, it's like, yeah. There's someone posted it.
It's actually Pokemon Snaps, who I mentioned earlier.
Spicy meme of Snubbull in the sewers.
It's actually really funny. I think the next It needs a new Pennywise. Shiny Snubbull has a spot one. That's funny.
Good stuff. Catch 10 Pokemon for a Magikarp, which can be shiny, and then use 5 berries to help catch a Pokemon. Gives you a Girafarig. That's kind of cool.
We all needed it.
Yeah, definitely need Girafarig. And
everybody needs another Girafarig.
Dratini went back to being hard to find. Catch a dragon type Pokemon to catch a Dratini, which is exactly what I needed. Then we have, you can still get him from win a level 3 raid or higher for a Dratini.
Actually, I had that today. That was the reward from the stop at work. So sadly, the reward was 3 revives.
Oh.
Not
worth a Dratini.
No. No, and we didn't have 1 level 3 raid or higher at work the whole day. So I did not do that task.
That's fine. Then we have hatch an egg for either a lantern or an execute. Got
it. Get that one out.
Then we have hatch 3 eggs for a Magmar, hatch 5 eggs for Chansey. That's all the hatch ones. So if you're still looking for a Chansey, hatch 5 eggs. Hopefully you can find that research task out there. The last research task that rewards you a Pokemon. We have throws. Make 3 great throws for a Gastly. Make 5 nice throws for a Voltorb. Make 3 great throws in a row for an Onix. And then make 3 excellent throws in a row for a Larvitar. Larvitar can be shiny. And then finally,
the big one.
The big Mamma Jamma. Spinda is in the game if you find a research task that says land 3 curveball throws in a row. And apparently it's not that hard to find Spinda research tasks, which is nice. And it's also not hard to complete them either.
Right. So let's talk about Spinda really fast here. Spinda as a Pokemon, the idea is there are millions of forms.
Right. Do you want me to like just run through that real quick?
Why 1 million?
There's 4 million different variations of
Spinda.
I thought
you were going to go through each of
these. No.
I was like,
no.
Are you kidding? Or are you going into this? Do you have a checklist?
No, I was
going
to explain why there's 4 million plus.
Yes, yeah, go
forms.
For it. For those who did not play.
Yes, so in the actual main series game, Spindicate has spots on him, as you might have noticed if you've seen him already. And those spots can be placed differently on his body. And the Pokemon Company was able to code the game so that Spinda dots could pop up anywhere on his body. And so when you look at the pixels in the game, where how many dots he can have on him, where those dots can be, it basically boils down to about 4 million plus combinations. So you could literally in the game catch a Spinda and it'd be completely different than the next Spinda because of where those spots can go. Obviously, Pokemon Go has enough coding problems as it is, if you haven't noticed. So they decided to not be as ambitious with coding Spinda and his dots into the game. That's probably why we are now getting him rather than getting him when Gen 3
rolled out.
Launched.
Yeah.
But
yeah, so,
sorry, I stole your thunder.
No. You mentioned they definitely cut it down from how many exist. And they've claimed that there are 8 variants as a reward encounter. So far, it looks like everyone has gotten the exact same variant.
Right.
Which is very interesting to me. And if that has been proven differently, I would love to see it. Everyone has received the exact same Spinda from what it looks like as of now. And that's all over the world, not just in our region. It looks pretty consistent that everyone is getting the same exact Spinda. And I don't know if they were trying to pull the wool over our eyes and be like, we gave you 8. Hope they don't notice. But
well,
that's kind of what it's looking like right now. Or maybe they're rolling out the other forms later. I mean, I don't think there was anywhere that specifically said all 8 forms are available. Just
no.
That there are 8 variants that exist right now.
And we know there is hackers found that there is actually 8 forms. However, when all 8 forms get pushed live is a different story.
Right.
So
I don't believe all
8
have been pushed live.
No,
one has.
I think it's form 8.
Right. I mean, one of the 8, but specifically 8.
If you look in your Pokedex, it'll actually have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7.
I haven't even looked at that. And it's the 8th one. So they're treating this almost like unknowns in a way in the Pokedex.
Yeah.
So when you go in.
Yes. Exactly like unknowns. So once you like fill that form, it'll
populate.
Yeah.
So technically, even though you have caught the Pokemon, it won't be a new Pokedex entry when you catch the next Spinda.
Next form, yeah.
It will still be a part of that. That would be an awesome medal, I think, to add into the game of, you know, there's the unknown medal. Catch so many forms of Spinda. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's hard to do it right now if they're not going to actually push all 8 live. So maybe that's something that's planned to come. Side note, there is a Shuppet outside, and you should shiny check him. Mine is not shiny.
This is your weekly segment of Taylor playing Pokemon.
I am checking the Pokedex to see the new thing. You dragged me into this.
I did drag you into this.
You set me up for it.
No, kinda, yeah. That's all the new research tasks. I think Houndour and Snubbull being shiny is kind of cool. I think unexpected. That's actually one of the nice things about when they add new shinies. It's always like super random and out of the blue. Like, we don't know why, really. I think people are trying to speculate why they chose Snubbull and Houndour because they're dog-like Pokemon. So they match up with Raikou, who's a legendary beast. I'm always excited when they do new shiny forms. And I actually really like Snubbull and I really like Houndour. However, it's like super hard to find those research tasks, which is the only upsetting thing.
Yeah, if you're having trouble finding those, your best bet is to just be in touch and be active in your local Discord and seeing what other people are posting, because there are usually other people who are, if you don't have the time to, there are other people who are going out and checking these stops and reporting on them. That's partially how we found out about the Spinda stop within our area. I think it was the day they went live. Someone had already shared with us where the nearby stop was to get Spenda. Mm-hmm. So that's probably your best way to figure it out if you aren't up for going out and searching for all of those rewards on your own, driving around, walking around, however you choose to play, looking for those stops. There are easier ways to find them. Fortunately, there are good people in the community who are doing that and sharing it with everyone else.
For sure. And it was actually really nice that this stop was like on my way to work and your way from work.
Right.
So it wasn't those like
absolutely perfect.
Had to drive out of our way to find him. But fun fact, people are like, well, how come we're getting Spinda from Pokestops and research tasks and not being able to find him in the wild?
Tell me more.
Someone kind of put this together and I tried to find the Reddit post. I cannot, so I apologize. I did not come up with this, but it would make sense that we get Spinda from Pokestops because you have to spin Pokestops to get.
You see what I did there?
Quests. But I thought that was really clever. And I actually,
that's good.
I like that they're doing it from research tasks. Hopefully Niantic's high level thinking like that. And that's why they did it. So
question here.
Score one for Niantic.
As we're talking about these research tasks being the sole source of finding these shiny versions of Snubbull and Houndour, what is the rate of it being shiny? Is it, if you found the stop, you're getting a shiny, like with Squirtle Squad? Or is it you open it up and it's still a similar or the same probability of getting a shiny just as you would if you clicked on a Murkrow in the wild?
Research hasn't been done on that. From my understanding, there is no correlation. So
I could find the stop and it's not going to be shiny.
Correct.
Okay.
I don't think this is the shiny Houndour stop. And I believe you can find him in the wild shiny as well.
Oh, okay.
So it's not just the stops, but getting the research test is the easiest way to get said.
Right.
Like at least have an opportunity instead of like hopefully he pops up in the wild.
You know, in our area, actually, I have been seeing more Snubbull as of lately, which is kind of nice.
Have you really?
Yeah.
I have not seen a single Snubbull.
Yeah, I think I've caught two. Since it was announced, neither have been shiny, of course, or I would have told you about that. Another random Pokemon. If you remember in the past, I had quite the fiasco trying to catch a Lickitung. This morning, as I was leaving for work, what did I find but a Lickitung? Yeah, and I was like, good, great, so easy now. But no, honestly, I was really happy to have found another Lickitung because with the possibility of Gen 4 showing up at some point, I mean, who knows when, I will take all of the Lickitung candies I can get a head start on because I probably have 6 right now. So,
right. But keep on keeping on. Hopefully you'll
it's
get your
shiny
Houndour and your Snooboosh. Snooboo.
I feel like that's how he'd say his name.
Snooboosh. That is actually Snooboosh.
Yeah, with the underbite, it's a little harder to get that out.
Right. A little bit, but it's okay.
He's cute. I really like him.
Then one last thing with research task rewards. If you are someone that stores your Pokemon research task rewards, so if you didn't know this, you can stack.
That was going to be my one last thing.
Well, I took your one last thing because it's my one last thing. If you didn't know, you can stack your Pokemon research rewards by basically fleeing from the catching screen, and it'll get saved. It gets stacked. Niantic is putting a stop to that, and we'll
be putting them.
I know
they're on to us,
and we'll be placing a cap of 100 Pokemon can be stacked at a time. So if you have Pokemon stacked, you still have time to catch all those Pokemon and not lose them. I'm not sure what that's going to look like, but basically, you need to claim those rewards. An update will be coming on August 20th, which will place a cap of 100 on the number of Pokemon that can be stored in your research stacking ability. So it'll be the 100 most recent reward. So the older it is, it's going to be gone, is what that means. So you have till August 20th, catch those Pokemon while you can. Sorry if you've been saving research task rewards that are Pokemon, but you can't no more.
I do want to mention that even though you could claim them all today, tomorrow, whatever, the GoTuber Reversal actually had an awesome idea. Save them all. And this is a quote from his Twitter. Save them all until Eevee Community Day. Triple Stardust per catch plus Star Piece.
Oh.
So if you do have a bunch stacked up, that is a good opportunity to get some extra Stardust on that. I mean, if you only have like three, it's probably not worth it to use a Star Piece unless you're sitting on a bunch of Star Pieces at this point. But I thought that was a great recommendation from Reversal on how to handle all these extra tasks that you've been sitting on.
I say if you're for some reason like at a dead spot during Community Day, that's literally like a perfect thing to be doing while you wait for more Pokemon to spawn.
Absolutely.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
So clever. Good stuff, Reversal. Thank you. Next, speaking of Community Day, that's what we're going to talk about next.
Whoa.
What? So if you've been living under a rock because you've been waiting for our episode to come out.
I know a lot of people couldn't function.
Without it.
Without a new episode coming out from us. All of our millions of fans.
One day. Hopefully.
I hope. But
anywho, remember we're getting Community Days. So we're getting two.
Some of the Z.
Yeah. Z. Days. But yes, Eevee Community Day is this weekend, August 11th through the 12th. Check on your area. They've changed the Asia Pacific times. So Japan, for example, will be 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. Japanese standard time, which is nice for us. We were actually going to miss the first day because we'll actually be in Japan August 11th. So thankfully, we will not miss it because we will be landed, relaxed, and at Pikachu Outbreak catching some Eevees.
Here's the sad thing, though.
It's not an
They
event.
Didn't do it for us. They did it for a very sad reason because there is a major heat wave in Japan right now.
Yes.
So, yes, it did work out in our favor, and that's wonderful. But the reasoning for why they had to do it is not exactly the best situation. I do absolutely love, though, that they have once again shown care for the community. They did this in the past with the, I think it was with the flooding.
The typhoons.
The typhoons, yes. They pushed back different hours for, I think, it was Zapdos Day.
Articuno.
Oh, it was Articuno.
You're right. Articuno.
For Articuno Day. I really, really respect what they're doing in taking note of how the world and taking note of what's happening throughout the world in terms of weather events going on that could be restricting and potentially dangerous for people to be out playing. So kudos again to Niantic for doing what they've done here and pushing it back due to the heat wave. There's also a typhoon potentially coming over that way. So we'll see how that plays into things too.
It's the middle of the week, so it should be fine.
Works out very well for us, but the real reasoning behind it, not the best situation.
Yeah. So make sure you play Pokemon Go safely.
Yes, please.
With those Articunos, one last thing. Because they made Japan wait so long for their Articuno Day, their Articunos actually got an exclusive move, Hurricane.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't know if I like that or if...
In the grand scheme of things, it doesn't. It's not game-breaking.
No, no, no. I'm talking about the name of the move.
Oh. Oh, yikes.
Yeah, I get it. It's if...
No, yeah.
If
no
they
one
did it on purpose,
it's
clever, but probably not in the best taste. If they didn't do it on purpose, they might have wanted to think that one through. I mean, I can't speak for anyone in Japan who went through anything with the typhoons or flooding, but I would say that's slightly in poor taste just from an outsider's perspective on it. But there's that.
Should be fine. They try to do something nice. And we're just going to assume they try to do something nice.
Right. Yes. Yes. That's what we'll go with.
But going back to what we were talking about, Community Day, Eevee Community Day, you already mentioned it, 3x Stardust during both periods. So during your 3-hour window on the 11th and then during your 3-hour window during the 12th, all Eevee caught during this window, this is a little bit different, but all Eevee caught during this window will know the move Last Resort, which, cool. Doesn't really do anything for Eevee. It actually hints at Z moves, which is something that's a part of Pokemon Sun and Moon. We won't go into that because there's no reason to really think about that stuff because we're not even close to that generation of Pokemon games. So let's just worry about what we got to worry about right now. Evil No Last Resort, when it evolves into whatever Pokemon you want it to evolve into. Actually, no, it's all randomized. Thanks, Niantic, for not giving us evolution items before the event. Good job. The Pokemon it evolves into will also know Last Resort. Why this is important? It's actually kind of a big deal for Espeon and Flareon. It makes Espeon the strongest neutral attacker in the game.
So really?
That's not legendary, if I'm not mistaken.
That's pretty nice.
Yeah. So gym attacking, for example, makes him a really good gym attacker. For raids, does it really do anything? No, because super effective moves are always going to be the best. But when you're attacking a Pokemon for neutral damage, so you're not doing super effective, it makes him the best. And then partly cloudy weather, which is probably the most popular weather or the weather that happens most frequently, it makes him really, really, really strong. So get your EVs ready. So if you haven't already, make sure you have Eevee as your walking buddy so that you can at least force him to be an Espeon.
Good point.
Get your 10 kilometers in.
There also, outside of this new reward, is the possibility for shinies.
Correct.
So I think we went into this on our last episode of the different shiny forms that exist. Did we do that?
We did not.
I made it up. That was a secret episode no one got that we weren't even in.
We talked about Eevee, what his shiny is. I think we mentioned this in previous episodes, but do you have the shinies in front of you, or I have them in front of me right now if you want me to.
I'll let you take this one.
You want me to take this one?
The usual.
What?
You're more prepared than I am.
Well, you're playing Pokemon Go, and I'm over here trying to run a podcast.
Well, some of us have to be legitimate. It's still not me.
So, your different shiny forms for the Eevee, Lucians, and Eevee. Eevee is...
There's another Shuppet outside.
New one?
Yeah.
Gosh, stop distracting me.
These are important things.
So, Eevee is more of a gray. He's not his typical brown, kind of tan, khaki color. Vaporeon is purple.
Khaki pant color.
Yes.
His khaki cargo short color.
Thank you.
Sorry.
Vaporeon
is purple.
I'm
just imagining
purple.
Eevee wearing khaki cargo shorts.
Are you done?
Never.
Vaporeon is purple for the third time. Umbreon, instead of its gold rings, has blue rings. Jolteon is like a neon yellow, neon green looking thing.
Like Kabutops?
A little bit lighter.
Okay.
Or duller, if that makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
Espeon is a very aggressive green. And by aggressive...
Like Kabutops?
More aggressive than Kabutops.
Ooh.
Like super aggressive. Kind of looks like a Martian.
I'm looking them up right now.
And then Flareon, womp womp, literally has the worst shiny form. Probably might need to study. He's just kind of a duller version of himself, like a duller color. So he's not as bright.
So which one are you hoping to get out of all of them?
The collector in me, which
wants
is,
all of them.
Wants all of them.
Right.
I think, man, seeing this Espeon, something about that green is really getting me going. Umbreon's definitely the coolest, like is probably
that's,
the best.
Yeah, that's where I'm at on this.
But Espeon is the most intriguing, I would say, with how green he is.
I'm into Vaporeon too.
Vaporeon's cool. Jolteon's interesting.
I'm not going to be mad about getting any of them, though. Let's be real here.
Well, just try and catch as many shiny Eevees as possible, because...
Sir, that's easier said than done.
Correct. It's 1 in 3 chance if you just evolve it straight up, and then you have to walk 10 kilometers and evolve it during the day or during the night for Espeon and Umbreon. So it's going to be a very stressful day, I would say. But actually, that's a lie. It's not going to be stressful. Like I said, if you evolve your Eevee during Community Day, those Pokemon will also get the move Last Resort.
Are you positive? I've been seeing a lot of back and forth on that it has to be caught during those hours, not pre-existing in your Pokemon box.
So Pokemon Go tweeted this. So I'm going to go with what the actual Pokemon Go company is saying. They said our special Community Day weekend has one more surprise for you. You can evolve your Eevee until 1 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. I'll let everyone do the math on what that means for your time zone. But 1 p.m. Pacific Standard Time on Monday, August 13th, and its evolution will know the exclusive move last resort.
I would prefer for it to be that way. There's just been a lot of debate on
as any EVA you've caught, you evolve it during that time frame, the evolution is going to know last resort. And I think that's really, really nice. And I hope they stick with that moving forward, because I think the one complaint that people have about Community Day is that, yes, it's fun, but it's super duper stressful because you have 3 hours to catch this Pokemon that might not typically spawn a lot. Then you have to try and find a really, really high CP one because, one, it's a rare Pokemon to begin with. So you want to find a high CP, high IV Pokemon that you catch during that time frame. Then once you're done searching for that Pokemon, you have to make sure that you evolve it within the time frame so that it gets the secret move that makes it game breaking.
Right. It's a lot of pressure.
So I like it because I think it reduces the stress, allows you to focus solely on catching EVs. It allows you to really enjoy the day and like relax, walk around, get involved in the community. Because I think when people are so worried about evolving during that time frame, I'm not trying to talk to anyone when I'm like trying to search for the highest CP, the highest IV, EV that I caught that day so that I get last resort on it. You know, I'm not trying to talk to anyone. I'm trying to like zero
in. You're never like just in general.
Well, I mean,
not trying.
I'm talking to everyone right now. What do you think a podcast is? But I think that's a really, really nice feature. And hopefully they will keep being able to evolve Pokemon till the next day for that special move for future community days, because I think that's literally the biggest complaint. And I think community days will be stellar if they keep that in moving forward.
I agree.
3x Stardust, EVs in a last resort, Espeon and Flareon, do the best with it, shiny forms, and you can get last resort up until the next day.
And I got a great new shirt for EV day.
You did. You got
a baller
tank top of an EV shirt.
So yeah, the different evolutions. I'm pretty excited to wear it.
Check us out on social media as we're rocking them. Rocking. You'll rock that.
Rock.
I'll rock my usual Sylph Road tank top and be asked, can you check me in for the event? No, I cannot check you in for the event. I'm sorry. Please stop asking me. I just like their merch. But that's EV Community Day. I read somewhere, and I don't know if this is true, so we'll find out the day of the event. I saw at some point someone posted, I might be making this up, you can tell me I'm wrong, that the evolutions will also be spawning during the event.
I have not seen that, but I would be A-okay with that being a thing.
I think everyone would be. I might have dreamt that.
That'd be really cool just because I would love to get some AR photos.
And the reason I say that is because I think I had to have made this up in my head, but I think whatever I thought I read made it sound like, because it's going to be such a complicated day, they're going to make it even easier on us and give us the evolutions.
Just to hop straight into it.
In that time frame. I'm making that up. We'll find out the
day. I'm real bummed.
Sorry. We'll find out on the day. No one's sure what the like community specific research task will be. I think that's going to be really exciting.
Yeah.
I really hope they introduce, this is like the last chance for it to happen, but I really, really hope they won't, but I'm really hoping they introduce evolution items and you can spin Pokestops and that be one of the research tasks.
That would be a major surprise.
Get a Thunderstone, get a Firestone, get a Waterstone. Like, please.
That would be
Niantic.
Super nice.
But if it's not been found in the game files, it's probably not going to happen.
Right.
So, womp womp. But that's okay. I forgive them.
Good. I'm so glad they were really concerned you wouldn't. It's been a really hard week for them, not knowing if you would forgive them or not.
I'm not always going to forgive them. I'm not going to always let it slide. But finally, we've reached the end of our podcast. So, I was trying to make a transition from end of the podcast and somehow transition into end of the year. Because at the end of the
new
year.
New month, new me.
Well, we'll be getting PvP, which is player versus player, for those of you that don't know.
Wasn't your best transition.
That was a terrible transition. I tried to end of the year.
You tried.
But the reason that we know that PvP is coming at the end of the year at a Ingress event, which is the other AR game that Niantic created, runs. They held a event. The head of marketing basically said, we are, TLDR is, we're working on PvP, and we are looking to have it introduced into Pokemon Go by the end of the year. Hooray! We get to tap battle against people at the end of the year. I don't.
People are excited. No, and that's the thing. We are not excited, and we'll go into that, but there are people who are super excited about it, and that's awesome. I'm glad it's appealing to people. I think it's when people talk about like what they thought was going to be the big reveal at Go Fest, that was something that was brought up. Instead, we got Celebi, which I'm much happier with than PvP. But people are excited, and that's what matters. Just because you and I aren't thrilled about it, it doesn't mean it's still not a good idea.
Yeah.
But I think between the two of us, and correct me if I'm wrong, our thoughts on it are, oh, you want to see whose Pokemon is better? Okay, put it into Pokegenie or another IV generator or IV analyzer and figure it out there. I mean, sure, it's maybe we're simplifying this too much. We're oversimplifying the fun of this. But yeah, it brings back the nostalgia of being able to play from the Nintendo Game Boy games and play against other players, your friends and everything. But it's, as of right now, I don't think I could say it's something that I would be using a whole lot. I don't see myself making use of it. I'm sure they'll come out with some sort of buy-in for people like myself that will get me to do it. For example, trading, we weren't super thrilled,
right?
But there's so many benefits that have been pushed now. Extra candies and
lucky Pokemon, yeah.
Being able to get the extra small medal of Rattata, those little things, you know. There are buy-ins that I'm sure I will be eating these words once it comes out. Absolutely. But as of right now, I'm not thrilled because it just, it isn't a feature for me. It's
right.
Not something that gets me really excited, but I'm sure there are a million other people who are losing their minds over this and are so excited about it. And that's awesome. I love that.
Yeah. And it's funny that me, the person that likes battling and raiding and like battling gyms and things like that, I'm not excited for it. And it's simply because, like you said, you can throw Pokemon into a, you know, battle simulator, IV generator, whatever you want to call it. And know in 2 seconds, oh, this person is going to win because of this, this, and this. Now, if they fix like the dodge feature in the game, because the dodging is still kind of hit or miss, maybe it gets a little bit more exciting. But even then, like, it can be hard to dodge.
I'm wondering, too, though, if this comes down to a creativity standpoint in which we're saying, yes, this Pokemon should win because the IV is higher. But if someone plays creatively and strategically enough, if they could win, you know, think back to the show. There are a lot of situations where Ash should not have won.
Yeah.
But did, because he was strategic about things. I'm curious if that could play out the exact same way with PvP, that just because your IV is higher than mine, that might not mean you win.
Yeah. I mean, you know? If you're better at dodging than me and like sending out your specials.
Right, right. I think there are some extra pieces. We're, like I said, we're oversimplifying pieces of it.
Yeah. And
to where it could be more than just my IV is better than yours. So mine,
yeah,
is
in my
better.
Head, when I say like, we can just throw it into a battle simulator, that's me saying that the person I'm going up against is just as optimal of a game player as I am. So like, they're going to make all the right dodges, attacks, moves.
Right.
And I'm going to do the same thing. So, like, what's the point? Because it's...
There's no drama behind it.
Right. If it was, like, turn-based, it's a little bit different because, yes, there's some optimability in turn-based. But, you know, there's a lot more levels to, like, well, what if they send in a new Pokemon? What if I miss my attack? And things like that. There's a little bit more, like, strategy to turn-based rather than, like, tap, 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 tap. Swipe, 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 tap, 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 tap,
right.
Swipe, swipe, swipe. But again, that's us. That's definitely us oversimplifying it. And I think the biggest hope that a lot of people are saying, and I think everyone's in agreement, is if it came out today, it would definitely be not the most robust thing in the world. However, a lot of people are hopeful that Niantic knows that it's not going to be very robust as the battle system is right now. So hopefully we get some more complexity to battling. So status conditions are a thing in the game. So your Pokemon
like
can go to sleep. Your Pokemon can be paralyzed. It can be burned. It can be poisoned. So, like, that's one aspect of it. There's also Pokemon have abilities in the game. When a Pokemon gets to, like, 20% HP, its fire attacks become stronger. Like, that's an ability that some Pokemon have. So there is ways to make the battle system more complex. But what gets scary is how much of a player base do you lose when you make the game one more step complex?
Yeah. Yeah. There's because, more you need to know to play.
Right. Because the game is so popular right now because it's so simple.
I mean, I'm going to be honest too. In some cases, it's not too simple. One of the cool things about doing this podcast that we've kind of learned, it seems like, I don't want to toot our own horns here, but it seems like we've encouraged a lot of our friends to either start playing or start back up playing. So they had accounts, they played for a little bit and then stopped. But now having done this and receiving a lot of support from friends, it's seeming like they're getting a little more involved in this. Along with that, though, we're frequently getting a lot of questions about, okay, how do I battle? What do I do to get more incubators? And questions that we all went through when we first started playing, but are still not super obvious to new players or players who have returned to these new features. So I mean, it might seem simple for us right now because we've been playing for so long, but seeing how many questions are popping up of what is this? How do I get this? Not understanding things that seem simple to us. Imagine throwing in these more complex pieces. It's new to us, so it's going to be mind-blowing for someone who just picked the game back up, which is cool in a way because it's another reason to keep playing the game, push it along, and make it more popular. But just knowing that it's still not really a simple game right now. Every day they're pushing the complexity levels by adding these new features.
Yeah, and so that's why I would definitely love for them to do a battle rework, because I definitely would get more excited about PvP if the battling system was a little bit more complicated and couldn't just be like boiled down to throwing it into a simulator and the simulator choosing the most optimal things to do, if that makes sense. At the same time, making the battle system more complex, do you lose a majority of your player base that is used to the simplicity of it and can wrap their heads around, okay, hit battle, tap, big circle is flashing at me, click
with
that
words
bit.
That say attack,
right?
Something,
yeah, so
something a little more in your face about what's happening.
So I'm curious. I mean, we still have, it's only August, so we have September, October, November, December. We have 4 months to get this feature. At the same time, too, who knows if we actually get it at the end of the year.
It's a goal, but it's not confirmed that they will get it finished.
Not the first time that Niantic has said one thing and had to do the other. So we'll see. Should be fine.
Should be fine.
But that brings us to the end of our episode.
No one last thing?
I don't have one last thing.
I have one last thing. But it's related to our wrap-up anyway.
Good.
You might have heard us talk about this, but we will be in Japan for the next week, meaning we kind of have it planned to do a podcast, but we don't, but we do. That doesn't make sense. Our goal is to record a podcast while we are in Japan, but we are not taking all of our normal equipment with us. So we're going to attempt to do something. It might not work out. I doubt anyone's going to lose sleep over it if it doesn't work out. If you do, we love you.
I'm restless right now.
Adam is so restless. But just know that if nothing comes out next week, it is because we are traveling and it wasn't feasible for us to be able to pack all of our equipment that we normally use to record these podcasts. We're going to do our best to do something, but we will see. No guarantees on that. That's my one last thing.
That's a good one.
Thanks.
A lot more concise than what my one last thing.
Yeah, you know.
Should be fine. But all right.
I'll plug the socials.
I say the queen of plugging our socials. Take it away.
Oh gosh, you put me on the spot and then I lost everything.
Can we do it this week?
Yes. Yeah, so.
No, you got it. Oh,
yeah. Yeah, you just did a lot for me there. If you are liking what we're doing, you appreciate what we're doing, subscribe to us. Give us a rating. Let us know what you think. And just show your support in that way. We would really appreciate it. We really enjoy doing this. And it's fun for us. And we, like I said, it seemed like we were inspiring some of our friends to get back into playing. Hopefully we're doing the same for other people throughout the world, or at least sharing thoughts and ideas about this. So if you're enjoying this, let us know with a subscribe or a rating. We'd really appreciate it. If you think we could be doing something better, please reach out to us. Let us know what you're thinking, how we could improve, or something you'd like to see us incorporate into our episodes. We'd love to hear from you. You can reach out to us by going to youngcouplegaming.com. On that website, you'll see icons with links out to all of our different social media platforms, including our Twitter, Instagram, and our email address, actually, as well, which is not a social media platform, but a way to contact us. Feel free to reach out to us on any of those. We'll be sure to respond as soon as possible and listen to what you have to say. We'd really appreciate it.
Well, thank you once again, guys, for listening to another episode of the Young Couple Gaming Pokemon Go podcast. And as always,
Shiny Jack.